Well, no double wins in Philadelphia, but we did get one. 5-0, Phillies win. They're now 10-8, 10 wins, double-digit wins, and what a game to go to as Dad's down there for the third time this season. Rangers Suarez with the complete game shutout, 7 hits allowed, no runs allowed. Unbelievable game there by Ranger Suarez for the Phils, and 2 home runs on the night for the Phillies. Realmuto got one in the first just as we were walking in, and I saw it from a standing room only area and didn't even think it was going to get out personally. It got out because I wasn't at a great angle, but I thought it was just going to hit off the State Farm sign. It did not, and it went about 6 rows deep into left center. And then Harper got the double, back-to-back doubles by Turner and Harper in the 6th inning. And then in the 8th inning, Harper got the insurance runs on a 2-run home run because of Rojas getting a walk, and then a stolen base, and then putting it in great positioning for Bryce Harper to hit the 2-run home run. Harper with a good day today, went 2-for-4. The home run, run scored. He's now up to .215 on the batting average. Trey Turner with a double and a single. I think it was a single. Let's see. It was an infield single in the first. That's how he got on for the JT home run. He's up to .310 on the average. Schwarber not the greatest day today. It's a little rollover at bats. Schwarber has a lot of those swings where he's kind of swinging and just not getting anything. The bat's out of his hand, and he looks kind of lost on some of the swings. Castellanos, the regular, 0-for-3. But the real story today was Ranger Suarez, who got his first complete game shutout since 2021. It's his third career shutout, third career complete game. He went 9 innings, of course, 7 hits, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts, 112 pitches, 79 strikes. He's now with an ERA of 1.73. Started the game with an ERA in the 2s, so this feels really nice. Ranger Suarez is almost as close to an ace as staff could get. You've got Wheeler as an unbelievable pitcher, number 1. Ranger probably is closer to your number 2 than he is to your number 3. And Noel is probably your 3 because he just allows too many home runs and hangs too many pitches. But Ranger Suarez is just on another level. He's been really, really good. And not saying this Colorado offense is anything spectacular, but still, it's not easy to go through a game and not allow a run at all to a offense. Any offense, even if it's the 4-14 Colorado Rockies. Phillies will get the series win because of the game today. So they go for the sweep tomorrow. I don't know what the weather forecast is. I didn't check, and it seems like something you always have to check with Philadelphia. We need to find a window because we always seem to find the window. The window's always there. They'll always be waiting. They are off on Thursday, so if they wanted to, I guess they could move it. But I don't know what the Rockies have. I haven't looked that far into it. We'll look into that a little bit later. Yeah, probably tomorrow when I look more into that kind of stuff. Austin Gomber pitched for the Rockies. He's 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 earned runs, 4 strikeouts. Just an overall good baseball game played by the Phils. That was the first time I was sitting there about the 6th inning and thinking in my head, I didn't want to say it out loud, but I was thinking in my head, like, the first game I can actually sit here and think, we're actually going to win this ball game. And the first time I could sit there in the 6th inning when we were up 3-0 at that point and just be like, we're going to win this game. After the Harper double, the back-to-back doubles, when they took out the pitcher for the Rockies, they took out Gomber. I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know what? They could probably win this game. And there hasn't actually been that many games that I can say that confidently we're actually going to win the game because we've just been playing so sloppy everywhere, all over the place. So it feels nice to finally be in a good mindset and be ready to win a ball game. And Harper's home run, that was actually kind of funny. So 2 quick little points before we wrap this one up. Harper's home run, I looked at the right fielder, and the right fielder looked at the ball for maybe like a second and then turned back into the infield. And like, then I just looked at Bryce, who just knew that was gone by the minute. I didn't even have to follow the ball because I just wanted to watch Bryce go up the line. And then there was this guy in our section who was really excited all the time. So he was giving us high fives. We were all the way up, right 421, way back up at the top there, row 16, the farthest back you can possibly get on those rows. And the guy was all celebrating after they threw out, I think it was Diaz, the catcher, trying to stretch a single into a double. A great play by Marsh off the wall. So a lot of good defensive plays for the Phils and a good way to get the series win. And hopefully this team can get the series sweep tomorrow. It's an earlier game, 6:05, normally 6:40. So 6:05 tomorrow, the Phillies have a 65.1% chance to win on ESPN Matchup Predictor. Ryan Feltner, I remember him. I didn't like him before. He's 1-1 with a 3.38 ERA. Christopher Sanchez is on the mound for the Phillies. He's 0-2 with a 3.52 ERA. I'll be watching that. And then at 7 o'clock, I'll also be watching the Sixers playoff game. So hopefully you turn in for a little bit of the Phillies and a little bit of everything, and you catch me after. And maybe it doesn't rain. So we'll see what happens. I'm Kevin Flannery, signing off.